Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Hebrew and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. ברוכים הבאים צופים יצירתיים לחלק 2 של תוכניתנו בת שני החלקים המציגה את אנסמבל שם טוב לוי המשובח מישראל. נוסד על ידי שם טוב לוי הידוע. הלהקה הופיעה עם המוזיקה האתנו-ג'אז הייחודית מאז 2003, לשמחתו של הקהל מסביב לעולם. נחשב כאייקון בישראל, שם טוב לוי, מוסיקאי ומלחין, נושא פרסים הידוע על הפקתם של המון שירים במשך העשורים, אשר נהיו שירים קלאסיים אהובים במדינה.
I was raised as a flute player. This is the first thing that I get to start to make music, and I studied flute with Israeli Philharmonic players, very good players. And then I started also piano to write music and started at the academy, and later I start to sing. I don't think I'm a great singer, but I just sing my songs, songs that I feel that I can give something from my soul.
Like the music that we chose for the albums, it's from a lot of places all over the world. First of all, Israel is a country, a young country, 60-year-old, 62 to be exact, and a lot of Jews came from all over the world, from India, from I think in Japan there also a big community of Jewish people, from Arab countries, from East Europe, from West Europe, and along the years, for almost 2,000 years, when Israel people went other places than Israel before they came back, so they were influenced by music from Spain, from wherever they lived at. So there's a lot of Jewish traditions musically, not one. You know, there's one tradition that came from East Europe, and one tradition that came from Spain, another tradition from Morocco, another tradition where my father came from Syria, from Iraq, from lots of different places. And also the instrumentation is, the contrabass is from a Western instrument. The flute, you can say it's Western, but also a lot of flute that Shem Tov using, like ethnic flutes. The percussion is more Arabic oriented, hand frame drumming and darbukot. And sometimes you even play on cajon, which cajon is it's a Spanish for flamenco instrument originally. And it's the name is actually a box, it's a wooden box. The oud, of course, is an Arabic instrument. I think it's originated in Persia, and it's a very ancient instrument. We are examining all the time how it will sound together.
And it doesn't matter for a musician what instrument he's playing, if it's his voice or flute or piano or something else. It depends how he's doing and how it give to the people. So I always tried to think about this. And what instrument is the best for doing it? Sometimes it's the piano, sometimes it's the flute, sometimes it's the song, sometimes it's one of my friends give the bass player to play or the oud player. The music is the important, not the instrument. The instrument is just an instrument.
Go to a synagogue in Israel. If you go to a synagogue that people came from Yemen, you will hear different melodies, different texture, and different harmonies. And if you go to Ashkenaz, which is an East European synagogue, you will hear totally different. So part of the musical melting pot in Israel is that we came from different influences from home. As a kid, I remember I used to play with the family after eating and having fun together. We used to circle with chairs and singing for almost 2-3 hours, and I used to play darbuka with them as a kid. And another guy remembers different, two of the members over here are originally, their parents came from Morocco, or their grandparents came from Morocco. It's totally different music. It's African, Moroccan, mixed with Andalusi, Spanish music. And Noam, the percussion player, his parents are from Iraq. So, you know, and Shem Tov is a Bulgarian, his parents is Israeli, like me. We call it Tzabar, that we were born in Israel. But our parents or grandparents came from different places. So, and this, so different influences, it makes it very versatile, not, you know, one sound. That's probably the reason that the music sounds very different, each piece sounds different from the other. חלון אפל וטריס מוגף שובי לביתך סהר חצות גבוה אור על ענפי אילן תני לנפשך לשמוע זמר סדק שחר מאפיר מאור הכבר ציפור אחת שובי לביתך. We are good friends all together, and a mixture of us, the gentleman approach to each other, it's number one special. Number two is we have a genius named Shem Tov Levi. A lot of pieces are written by Shem Tov. His music is also is already Israeli traditional music, because it's like, you know, everybody almost in Israel knows a lot of songs that we sang today. And he also wrote a lot of film scoring for famous TV series and movies. And he's a genius. So he writes beautiful music. And he also have a very delicate taste. He doesn't like aggressiveness. He likes more gentle way of approaching the audience and the audience ears. I think this is the magical... if you're looking for a secret... The secret is to be really delicate.
הבה נסכם את תוכניתנו היום עם מופע מרגש מהמוזיקה האלגנטית של שם טוב לוי לסרט בשנת 2000, מעגל חלומות, בו הוא קיבל את הפרס האקדמיה הישראלי לסרטים על הלחנת המוזיקה. אנו מודים לכם, אנסמבל שם טוב לוי, על שאתם מביאים הרמוניה לעולם דרך כישרונותיכם, מתן האל. מי ייתן והמלודיות היפות ימשיכו להציע הרבה רגעים שמחים לשוחרי מוזיקה בכל העולם. לעוד על אנסמבל שם טוב לוי, בבקשה בקרו www.myspace.com/shemtovlevi3. צופים אלגנטים, תודה שהצטרפתם אלינו לתוכנית היום, בידור מאיר עיניים. אנה, יישארו מכוונים לטלוויזיה סופרים מאסטר למילות חוכמה, שתשודר מיד אחרי חדשות ראויות לציון. תנו לנו להודות תמיד לברכות שמיים האינסופיות. Elegant viewers, thank you for joining us for today's enlightening entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. Up next, after noteworthy news, let us always be grateful for heaven's infinite blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.